Music right here provided by our own Brian Altheimer.
Nice.
His own. This is his work.
Multi-talented.
This is great. This could be like in a Michael Mann movie, like a international thriller, crime thriller, right?
Like a musical score.
Or
for
as
sure.
Jason Bourne makes Jason his way Bourne. Back to headquarters. That would be the music. Let's make that happen.
Okay. I imagine this playing on a rooftop somewhere while I'm sipping on a Orange is the New Whacker or whatever we had.
About cocktails with you, Rob.
What?
Why is it about cocktails?
That's what the Dalai Lama said. What?
What?
Wow.
What? Come on.
That's nice chill music, isn't it?
Like it is.
You just want to chill out. And
all right. That is exactly what it is. Here we go. Are you ready? Because here it's a Friday, and the Top 5 happens at 5:38.
It's the Top 5 at 5 on the Rokan Show with Anna DeVlantis. Brought to you by Builder Supply Outlet. True outlet prices every day. Now home of the Edge, kitchen and bath showroom.
It's the Top 5 on the Rokan Show. Let's go.
All right. Feeling pretty good about that. We got a $50 Builder Supply Outlet gift card to give away. As a matter of fact, let's give it away right here.
Ooh.
Call number 19-312-981-7200. Let's not make the people wait. Let's just have it happen. You heard what Mr. Duffy just said right there. Builder Supply Outlet, $50 gift certificate. They're in Broadview. True outlet prices every day. Come in and see the beautiful new mahogany and alderwood entry doors. All right, checking in at
number 5.
Senator Bernie Sanders live streamed a message to his supporters from Burlington, Vermont last night. He wants to discuss where his campaign should go next. He says while he disagrees with Hillary Clinton, on a few things, he thinks that the two might actually have some things in common.
I look forward in the coming weeks to continued discussion between the two campaigns to make certain that your voices are heard and that the Democratic Party passes the most progressive platform in its history. This campaign has never been about any single candidate. It has always been about transforming America.
Mm-hmm. He still has thousands of people gathering to cheer him on and encourage him to stay in the race, including right at McCormick Place today. 3,000 people expected.
And he's here for that?
They're saying he's expected to be here, invited, and they're expecting him to be there.
I was on my way, but I wanted to stop at Manny's, the New Deli, right off Roosevelt Road.
That would trip everyone up.
And great. I am here. They made it so nice. Inside, they don't even recognize.
Wow.
There you go. I don't even understand.
I don't either.
I don't understand. I don't understand anything that's going on. I really, really don't. I mean, the guy is... I like him. I mean, I like his spirit.
I like his authenticity.
Yes, he's authentic. But, I mean, he would be... There's not a disaster looming for us in America with the presidential race. Right. It's like basically what we're sitting here is we're sitting in a low-lying metropolitan area off the Gulf of Mexico, maybe 6 or 8, 10, 12 feet below sea level, and there's a gigantic it's either going to be a 3, 4 or 5 heading right for us.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right? What do we do?
I don't know. And he hasn't dropped out yet, right? He's not conceded.
I am not going to drop out. And I think if I am able to get to the superdelegates before she does, two, three, then they will go for me and I will win at the contested convention.
He's actually saying that until she agrees to his progressive vision for America, which...
Oh, he's going to have a rally at her inauguration. He'll still be having a rally right there.
Is it over yet?
Yeah.
Don't hold on the Bible. Hold on.
That's going to be a fun convention.
The Dixie
too.
Chicks will be playing as Hillary dances with Bill at one of the big balls on the big night, and he'll be having a rally outside.
God. All right, checking in at
number 4.
Charlie Sheen is not a fan of Donald Trump. This actually makes me like Donald Trump more, turns out.
Really? He's I didn't think likeable. Anything could do that.
Yeah. The actor revealed on the Graham Norton show that's going to air tonight in the UK that it all started when he had an encounter with Trump a few years back.
I'm really not. No, I am reminded of a time about 5 years ago. I was at a dinner with my ex-wife Brooke and her family and this and that. And about halfway through, I noticed Donald staring at my watch. And so he started saying, you know, listen, I'm sorry that I wasn't invited to your wedding, this and that. Or I'm sorry I can't make your wedding. And I'm like, I didn't invite you.
Right? Okay. But it gets weirder.
So he says, but, you know, I want to give you an early wedding gift as a gesture from me and Melania. And she doesn't say a word. She's very sweet and very pretty, but just kind of sits there, you know?
Yeah.
Anywho, so he says, these are platinum diamond Harry Winston. And he pulls off his cufflings.
And he gives them to me.
And so I'm like, oh, gosh, Mr. Trump, you really shouldn't do this. He goes, no, it's the least I can do and, you know, have a great marriage and all that. Little did he know.
It's so
do they have
odd.
A big T on them?
Yes, but it gets, here we go.
6 months later, I had some jewelry getting appraised at the house, you know.
And paper crack.
She finished and was leaving. And I said, oh, yeah, you know what? There's another couple of pieces that I have that I'm very curious about. Would you mind appraising these? She said, no, what are they? I said, well, you know, I explained the dinner and this and that. And these are from Donald Trump, Harry Winston, you know, flawless D's, platinum. She took the loop, spent about 4 seconds, and kind of recoiled from it, much like people do from Trump. And, so she says, in their finest moment, this is cheap pewter and bad zirconias.
Oh, no.
And they're stamped Trump.
They were stamped Trump, too.
Do you think he knew that, Trump? Or maybe it's crazy.
It is crazy.
I totally believe it.
And I just thought, what does this really say about the man, you know? That he said, here's like a great wedding gift, and it's just a bag of dog shit, you know? Now, is that the laughter I can hear coming from across the pond at our country about this charlatan?
There are a lot of follow-up questions involved.
There's a lot going on there. Charlie Sheen, who knows?
Why are you getting
him a praise? Was Donald Trump even there, you know?
Right. Two very controversial.
What was Charlie on at the time?
Sure. Great question.
Yeah.
It's a fantastic story. I could see him taking the cufflinks. And he is, you know, that is true. The couple of times I met him, he brings his wife over, kind of like he always like is, you know, because he dominates the room. He's a big, you know, he's a big guy. He's a charismatic guy in his own way. And he brings the wife over. Like she's always just, like she materializes like Genie, like an I Dream of Genie. Like all of a sudden she's like, he's like, come on. And she comes over and then he'll talk about her in front of her and she doesn't talk.
And she stands there
And then he kind of just does a little move and then she walks away and goes back, I don't know, to the runway. I don't know where she goes.
Have you noticed nothing on her face moves?
Nothing
have you noticed
moves.
That? I mean, it's Botox, but it's still nothing on her face moves.
Have you noticed she's smarter? Boom,
boom, boom,
boom. Yeah. Charlie.
I mean, I think she's the smartest one in the whole thing. I think she ultimately is like, that's it. That's as close as it gets to being even halfway legitimately likable in the entire family. Because she's a, she's like, Donald, you are acting like complete a-hole.
Yeah, I'm sure she does
please
say that.
Please to be stopped.
No more tweeting.
No more tweeting.
What do you think?
I take away.
What will her cause be if she's the first lady? What thing, you know, like school lunches, literacy.
How
you
about
know,
more boom, boom, boom?
What do you think her, like, pet thing, right? Would that be it?
Wouldn't that be good? That could be good for everybody.
The campaign is to make sure that people do boom, boom, boom at all times of day and night. Make love, not war. Boom, boom, boom.
Except in Oval Office
right,
with
exactly.
subordinates.
I think it would be like more rights for internet brides. I think that would be her main cause. You know, she'd line up a bunch of them from Ukraine, from Poland, from Russia.
She's got all these beautiful wives.
Right. Yeah.
She wants to see more people in the au pair program coming over and looking for husbands. Yeah,
special visa for you.
Yeah. All right, we'll get to your three, your two, and your one. Rokan Show with Anna DeBlantis. Top 5 of 5 continues. We've gotten as far as
number 3.
Following a loss to the Cleveland Cavaliers in Game 6 of the NBA Finals, Golden State Warriors guard Stephen Curry said he He's thrown his mouthpiece before, and he didn't ever want to throw it into the crowd, but he sort of did.
I've thrown my mouthpiece before. I usually aim at the scores table. I was off aim. Definitely didn't mean to throw it at a fan. But it happened, and went over and apologized to him because that's obviously not where I was trying to take my frustration out.
Is it the first what time he's...
Wait a minute. I normally just try to hit the scorer with
it. Yeah, that's really a lousy thing to do.
Yeah, but Kevin, explain this, because I saw this last night. They said it was like the first time he's been ejected from the game.
He got called for his sixth foul, and he just went nuts. It wasn't really a foul, and Steve Kerr went off on it after the game as well. But my favorite part of it is the mouthpiece hit the son of one of the Cavs' minority owners who was sitting in the front row. So, but yeah, his six fouls, he was frustrated, obviously, and Steve Kerr was also fined $25,000 because he blasted the officials after the game. So it was weird. I mean, of course.
Hold on 1 second. Here's what Steve Kerr said.
He had every right to be upset. You know, he's the MVP of the league. He gets six fouls called on him. Three of them were absolutely ridiculous. The way we run our offense, we're cutting through the lane. We're a rhythm offense. If they're going to let Cleveland grab and hold these guys constantly on their cuts, and then you're going to call these ticky-tack fouls on the MVP of the league to foul them out. I don't agree with that.
His wife didn't agree with it either. Did you see her coming out and
saying it was rigged?
That the whole NBA is rigged. They just wanted to force a game seven for lots of different reasons.
I don't disagree with that. I mean, there is actual proof that NBA officials have shaved points, right?
Well, do you take the star player, the league MVP, out with a six foul? I mean, I don't know.
You want a game seven. I'm telling you, there's something about this game that ever since that ref got busted for shaving points, to me, there's so many ways the refs can control, unlike any other sport, maybe football, but no other sport can a ref have that much control.
Or even baseball, too. But, yeah, absolutely. I think there's a stigma with it now. People immediately go to that. I think they had every right to be upset. But, you know, Game 6 ratings flopped again. This series really hasn't been that great. Game 7, though, they're going to get huge ratings Sunday night.
Yeah, because it's Cleveland and the Bay Area. It's not New York, Chicago, or L.A. But Roe's right in terms of officiating. But even, you know, the NBA has so many weird, like, unwritten rules, because Steve Kerr was basically saying the MVP of the league should get special treatment because, of course, the Jordan rules.
Not special treatment.
No, that's what he is saying, Anna. Because in the league, there's a hierarchy, and star players don't get called for fouls. True. And that's ridiculous. A foul should be a foul.
Right.
You know, but in the NFL, they don't like not call pass interference on a Hall of Fame caliber defensive back. If he grabs the guy, they call it. And so Steve Kerr was basically saying he's the MVP of the league. He deserves better treatment than other players. But the rules are the rules.
Well, is the rules that if you throw your mouthpiece that you're ejected?
No, he was already the sixth foul. He was out of the game. So when you have your sixth foul, so he was already out of the game.
Might as well throw the mouthpiece if you're ejected. Yeah.
He just ejected means he can't sit on the bench with the team for the rest of the game.
But weren't people calling into question the actual foul, the sixth foul?
Three of the six fouls were not fouls, probably. Yeah. So he had a legitimate reason to be upset.
And if it were game seven and the final minutes, would they have done the same thing?
No. And if he throws the mouthpiece in the middle of the regular season, he might get a one-game suspension. They're not going to suspend him for game seven.
No.
Also, it's gross to throw your saliva at somebody.
I know.
I wonder how much his mouthpiece would sell.
I know. That's what you want to see. Like, I can't believe that Steph Curry's mouthpiece doesn't have a Twitter account already. Went for a long trip yesterday, smack dab into some kid's forehead. Silver spoon. Hashtag.
Number two.
Donald Trump has not yet picked his running mate, right? But you know who's been on his short list? Since day one, Oprah Winfrey.
Oprah endorsed Hillary.
Yeah, okay. Well, that doesn't mean...
I don't think Donald listened to that.
Okay.
I like Oprah, okay?
Okay.
He was on... I remember the Oprah that he was in the final season. He was like in the last month. He was in the May sweeps for Oprah. And they did a tour around the Trump Tower when they opened it up here. Oh, Trump Hotel.
I missed that one.
Yeah.
He didn't really miss it.
He brought a dog. He was like walking dog. They like walk a dog. He walked a dog around illegally peeing on the streets of Chicago.
Oh, my goodness.
Good number two, okay? Make. last night, Jimmy Kimmel asked Oprah, hey, would you take it?
He would love for you to be his running mate.
I think he was just joking about that.
I don't think he was joking.
I think he was, but okay.
Has he contacted you?
Have not gotten the call.
You've not. If he did make the call, would you take the call?
I would say, Donald, I'm with her.
Ah, I see.
Ooh.
Gayle King? Oh, no, no.
Not
her best friend, Hillary.
Too soon.
Wrong her.
Too soon. Would she ever run for president?
Believe me, that is never, will never. It's the one thing I know for sure, is I will never run for office. But I would say that for many years, I used to think, until this election year, I thought, wow, I have no, why do people say that? I have no qualifications to run. I'm feeling pretty qualified.
I think she'd win this year.
Oh my gosh, would she?
Yeah. Yes. She could run as a third party and be the first third party in American history to
write-in candidate.
Number one.
Yeah, whoever wins this year will need a speechwriter. And how about this eighth grader from the Chicago area? He's a kid, actually, from Arlington Heights, Jack Aiello. And he has quickly garnered internet praise for this amazing graduation speech, which included impersonations.
Hello. And congratulations, you are now getting to hear a speech from the magnificent Donald Trump. And let me just tell you that Thomas has been such a great school. I mean, quite frankly, it's been fantastic. I mean, we have had so many great experiences here. You know, one of those would have to be starting foreign language. We're learning languages from Spain, from France, from Germany, and China.
My favorite.
This is a pretty mean Bernie Sanders.
Thank you for allowing me to speak to you today. Let me start with the lunches. They are delicious. Things like pizza and tacos and chips, you name it. And some of the best cinnamon rolls I've ever tasted.
So good.
I do have one improvement for them, though. We need to make them free.
Oh, and he had like the body language and everything down too. The kid is really talented.
Jack Aiello from Arlington Heights. Well, look out for him.
Yeah.
Right?
Second City calling.
Yeah. All right. Let's close this thing up.
The top five at five.